You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltidge available to answer any relationship questions. Before we take your calls, I want to give you the call-in information. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. When you call the number, if you do not get picked up, just keep calling. It means somebody else is already on the show. Just keep calling and Sam will pick up and connect you to the show. I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. Currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Wan training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want any information regarding the Wan Institute services, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. Please also visit our website, www.drpatallen.com. We do have some free streaming videos of Dr. Allen teaching a class, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication, in which she teaches her communication tools. I also have a drop-in ladies Zoom group available on Mondays at 4 and Thursdays at 5, in which I help the ladies navigate on how to do online dating, how to stay in a relationship, get into a relationship, and I teach them communication tools. And that is a $10 donation, and it's kind of like come in as you want, which usually most of my ladies come weekly for the best benefits because I keep them on track. I have Patricia. She is also one of the facilitators. She does life scripts. She does dream interpretation and couples counseling. And I want to introduce Patricia. Patricia, are you available to say hello to the audience?
I'm here, and that's me, Patricia Eltinge. And Sue and I have been working together a long time, and I've worked with Dr. Pat for many, many years, 30 years.
Yes.
So here we are to help you all out there.
So I'm going to give the call-in number again, 323-203-0815. If you cannot call in to the radio show, you can always email me the question. We'll answer it on the radio, and you can listen to the archived after the show and get your answer. And let's see, when you call the number, just keep calling. If there's no pickup, it means somebody else is on the line. So last week we had a couple of good callers. Let's hope that we get some good callers this week. This week I want to focus more on the masculine and feminine energy. I do a lot of ladies and do we have somebody? I guess we don't have.
Hi.
Yes, we do. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, okay. Amazing. Yeah, I have a few questions, and it's exactly about the masculine and feminine, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, first question, you know, everything's like online dating right now. So sometimes you kind of connect with someone and you're having a conversation, and then they go missing. And I've been to your seminars, and from my notes, what I wrote down is that I should say something as a woman along the lines Dr. Pat said, where did you go? What happened? Are you wanting me to chase you? I don't feel good chasing men. I'm happy to chat. Something along those lines. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
You can. Is this you're just doing a few chit-chat on online dating?
Yeah, a little bit of chit-chat on online dating.
Okay,
yeah.
What I suggest for my ladies is try to get them to the phone as soon as possible, because if you're just doing texting, it gets boring and they go to somebody else. Text once or twice and say, gosh, you know, I'd really, you know, you sound like an interesting person. I'd love to talk on the phone, and then just, you know, give them your number and see if he reaches out and calls you.
I might add that some of the dating sites have their own call number, their own, I think Bumble is one of them, that they have their own way of calling without giving out your number.
Did find out, you can get a Google number to where you just go to Google and get a phone number and it'll be in your area. And it's a different number that forwards to your number, so you don't have to give out your personal number.
I love that. And I was wondering the part that because I have in my notes, it said, I don't feel good chasing men unhappy to talk on the phone. What do you think of that part, like actually saying, I don't feel good chasing men?
Well, you can say that online dating, you want to, you know, you're both kind of rallying back and forth and you want to get him to the phone ASAP.
The second part, you don't have to say the second part. It sounds a little too demanding.
Yes, it does. Because remember, these men don't know if you're interested in them if you don't let them know you'd like to speak with them on the phone. They're just chasing all kinds of women. And if they don't get some kind of a feedback that you want to go a little bit more.
They'd love to hear from you in person on the phone.
Right.
Or even a video chat. I recommend video chats.
These are my notes from what Pat said.
Notes are more or less when people are dating and stuff and the man kind of ghosts you. I know what you're saying. She does recommend that. Let's say they go out on a couple of dates or, you know.
In person.
And then the guy ghosts.
So if they ghost you, you might want to say,
yes.
You haven't even met the person yet. So this is how you do it.
Patricia's right. That would be a little bit too demanding, and the guy would sense that he's not doing it your way. So he it might be a little defensive for him.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I was thinking. Okay. Cool. My second question is my friends and I are generally all professionals. Like, I'm an attorney. My friend's a psychiatrist. Another friend's a therapist. Another friend's a doctor. And sometimes when we go out on dates, men kind of want to discuss quite serious topics with us about our profession and like ask us I have this case, what do you think of it, and things like that. So in my note, I've written...
Well, here's what I would say. I would say, you know, I appreciate you, stroke him. I appreciate you want my input on some information. However, I'm here to get to know you, and I want you to get to know me. We can talk work later. Avoid the subject if you can, because he'll draw.
Putting you in your masculine.
Yeah, that's put you in your masculine.
Exactly.
So, but you have to defer him. Kindly by saying, I'd love you, stroke him. I'd love that you're asking me questions about work, but I'm here wanting to get to know you and I want you to get to know me. I'm not comfortable talking work on a date. What do you think about talking, about?
I like that. Okay. And then another question I have is sometimes you're kind of dating someone and they ask for my opinion a lot about their life, about what they should do. Like silly things like, oh, do you think I should order this? Or
they're looking to you for as if you're mom.
Yeah.
So you want to avoid that one too.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Patricia's right there. If he asks, you know, well, what do you think? Just say, oh, whatever you feel, you know, you can tell whatever you think's best for you.
Well, my experience has been that I can say that, but then if I keep saying that, they kind of get annoyed because they feel like I'm being...
Well, then be respectful. Well, give me another for instance. What's another example? Because maybe there's a way you can offer them something, but not from your legal standpoint.
Give us an example of what he wants your opinion on, a clock or a pair of pants or something. Give us an example.
Yeah, sometimes it's food, sometimes it's what to wear, sometimes
you can always say, I love seeing a man dressed XYZ this way.
Yeah.
That's based on your feelings.
Yes. And if he asks about certain foods, if he says, you know, what do you think about this hamburger? You say, I love hamburgers. However, I prefer da, 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 da. Give him what you like.
Always come back to you and what you like and your feelings.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
What should I do?
Okay. I think I had one more question. Hang on. One second.
What should I do? Okay.
In that scenario, if I say that, if I say, you know, I like, you know, I love hamburgers, but I'm gonna have a salad. Mm-hmm. Fine. If he keeps saying, well, what should I eat?
I would say what do you think is right for you? Put this thinking cap right back on his own head.
Or you can give him
what
three.
What do you think is right? It's almost like speaking to my, like, I have children, so it's almost like speaking to my children.
What else you could say? You could pick three items, just go, this is good, this is good, and this is good. I'd have either any one of those three. Give him three options. Just pick out of the menu and let him pick.
And then it puts
him back into the mail where he has to decide, not you be the leader.
They're baiting. You're being baited to see if you're going to step into mothering.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to take the bait.
You, and I really appreciate your feedback.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good.
Okay, bye.
You call us back and let us know how it goes. Yeah.
I might call you back right now because I might have another question.
call us back. Okay, thanks.
I have another one. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, this leads into what you wanted to talk about, Sue, is the masculine and feminine energies.
Well, it sounds like she's drawing in feminine men that want her to mother, her to mother them by picking their clothes, picking their food. But I would always just throw it back. You know, like when the man asks, where do you want to go eat? We give them three options and let him pick. Mm-hmm. That would be the best thing, is throw out three things. Oh, I like this, this, this. They're all probably good for you. Mm-hmm. That's my suggestion. And then he'll pick. And then I would say, if he absolutely wants you to pick the same, just go, I'll have what I'm having, if he won't leave you alone. He asked you if you're having a salad and he doesn't want a salad, but he's asking you and you offered him three other things and he still wants you to pick. Say, well,
and you can always say, I don't know you well enough to know your tastes. Yeah. So we're just getting to know each other. So order, you'll see what you like.
That happens a lot about the men that, you know, I get a lot of women talking about the men that want to talk about work. The thing is when the man pulls you in to talk about work, it neutralizes the polarity because they're making you male to male.
Yeah.
That's the subject. I don't care if they ask you, you can defer it. Mm-hmm. They're always saying, but he asked me. Well, you can defer it all the time. We have the veto power if we're not comfortable talking about it.
You just do it in a nice way.
Yeah.
Just turn it right back around in a sweet way.
And you could say, oh, you know, I've worked all day. I prefer just to have a good time. That's a nice way. Or we can any one of those. Oh, I'm having a coughing attack.
Get some water. Okay, so let me talk a little bit here. We'll talk about what Sue wanted to talk about, masculine and feminine energy. So I always want to promote Pat's major book. She had several, but the Getting to I Do in real form of a book is the best thing, because you can refer to it for years. It's a great reference book. Most people who we've worked with for a long time have the pages dog-eared, highlighted, and just very, very worn, with post-its hanging out the sides. And it's just a wonderful book, Getting to I Do by Dr. Patricia Allen. And you can find it on Amazon, and it's a wonderful book to keep on your shelf and refer to while you're in relationships too.
That's true. She has meant, and it's also available on Audible too. A lot of people like listening to the Audible version
as well as, but you can't dog your pages and keep referring to
it. As the caller before, she had a lot of good notes from the seminars, but sometimes you take the information and like the one about the person about ghosting, that has to do with somebody being dating once or twice and the guy ghosted you.
That's right.
And there's certain situations you got to make sure it's under the right examples as well. Oh, we have a caller on. Caller, are you on?
Hello, ladies. I'm here.
Okay. Well, do you have a question for us?
I do have a question. I guess I don't know exactly how to ask it, so I'll give you a little bit of background.
Yes.
I was recently married, like within 6 months ago, and then I found out that my husband had misled me about a couple really important things, basically to get me to get back together with him after we had broken up, and then to get me to marry him.
Oh, boy.
And since we've talked about that stuff, he chalks it up to me misunderstanding him. Ooh. Although I was, working with you guys in the process and very clear with my intentions, so we know it wasn't a misunderstanding.
Okay.
It was more of a misleading. Mm-hmm. And then since then, he has been showing some controlling signs. We used to share our locations for safety because of his work schedule, so comfort and things like that, so I could see when he was coming home. And he started to use it to control where I was going, what time I was coming home, if I was making stops on the way home.
Mm.
And then he confronted me about finding and reading my journal while I was away. And
oh boy, that's an invasion of privacy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's just a few things like that that have shown some really controlling tendencies, getting mad about me ordering food that he's allergic to if we're out to eat, even though it won't affect him because I'm eating it on the other side of the table. But we've been talking about a lot of it, and he has apologized and said he won't do any of the things again. But since he has shown so many controlling sides, I'm now fighting internally with feeling like it's a lot of red flags from the beginning and being like, ooh, maybe I should exit the situation, and then we'll have some good days, and then I'll think, oh, I'm just being too, like, I'm overreacting and everything's going to be fine and it's all going to work out, and it might not be what I thought it was going to be because of, his misleading, but I can probably figure out how to be happy, or we could go to counseling and figure things out. And so I'm just trying to figure out how to navigate it. And he's been like sexually pressuring a lot more than lately and not really listening to the no when I'm not feeling it. So I'm just having a whole gamut of emotions lately.
Wow. Wow. And how long has it been that you were married?
4 months.
How long were you dating before?
2 years on and off, but
okay. And were any of these behaviors, did you notice these behaviors at that time?
No, he was very calm and relaxing. I remember being like, oh, I feel so comfortable around him. I feel so like at ease. He's so different from any of the other guys I've dated. And he would just say, oh, go out with your friends, stay out as late as you want, call me if you need a ride. And never really checked up on like where I was or how late I was out. So it all feels a lot different than before.
It does. Mm-hmm. Patricia, what should she do?
Wow, this is a situation because you feel like he wasn't up front. You're finding out now that there were, even though you have known him a couple of years, from what I'm understanding, that everything wasn't on the table. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we had talked about things and things were just presented in a much different way. Mm-hmm. And now things that were promised were not coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. And they may eventually, but they may not. They may look a lot different in how they do come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
So just the life that I signed up for is not.
What you got isn't what you signed up for.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now what you have to do is do the dipstick for yourself, because we don't want you to get sick and be holding stuff in. Have you had discussions about these? First of all, when you tell me someone's reading your journal, that is a major invasion of personal privacy. And I hope you iron that one out right there.
Yeah, he said he'll never do it again. And he said he didn't realize it was a big deal because he doesn't have a journal. He doesn't write down things that, like, he doesn't want someone to see. And even his personal thoughts, he wouldn't mind if I knew. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I definitely mind. And I don't want my personal thoughts, read by anybody else. And he also has given me his phone password, which, I mean, we've had for a long time, because in case we need to get into each other's phone or someone's driving.
Yeah.
But he said now he feels compelled to, like, go through my texts and emails, but he says he won't, but he, like, feels like he wants to. But he said, I can go through his anytime, but I don't want to, is the thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're feeling like a little, I can tell by your voice and your expression of these situations that you're feeling like you're being closed in on. And am I right? You're feeling claustrophobic in the relationship?
Yeah, a little bit. So he's starting to smother me a little bit, but he's definitely trying really hard to do anything by the flowers.
What I want to teach you here is this dipstick over the next, do you want to make it a 1 month period where you, every time it crosses your, are you thinking, first of all, are you thinking that you is, should I go or should I stay? Are you at that stage?
Yeah, that's where I'm, like, sometimes I look through and I realize I have a really high threshold of dealing with things that are not necessarily, quote, normal because of my father and how I was raised and other abusive relationships I had. So I know that I can put up with a lot.
You hang in longer than the average girl would. Okay. So you.
Yeah. So I think, how long is the list? But then also, like, oh, well, he has so many great qualities. So am I just overreacting about these other things?
Well, he is still at this point, I trust, 51%. Is he still 51, at least 51% valuable at this stage? It's getting there, right?
I'm sacrificing a lot, and I'm having, we had an issue. I told him I don't want to try to have a baby right now because he was supposed to have a promotion and his pay was supposed to be different. And I felt comfortable, like, having a baby and having that support, but mm-hmm. I would still have to work full time at this point, now that we know what we know, if I do have a baby.
Mm-hmm. So
I told him I wanted to try, and he gets really irritated during my fertile window. And then he cares more about him being horny and needing a release and not wanting to wear a condom than about how I feel about having to be pregnant, give birth to a baby, and not have the financial stability that I thought I was going to have. So when I try to explain that to him, he says that I'm just rejecting him and I'm pushing everything backwards. Like, I flip it so that I make it about me and my feelings instead of hearing that he feels rejected and he feels sad.
Oh, boy. Now you're going.
You want to teach her the dipstick method? Yeah.
Let me tell you what the dipstick method is now, because I can see now you're on the fence. It's practically 50-50 at this point.
Yeah.
So I want you to take a little index card and you mark every part of the day that it crosses your mind whether you should stay or go. And every day for a period of a month, let's say, you put a mark. There's a two columns. One is stay and one is go. And you put a little mark under whichever one when it crosses your mind. Right this minute, oh, he just brought me flowers. Okay, so it's stay. And as many times in the day as you it crosses your mind, should I stay or should I go, you mark it how you feel at that moment, at that very moment. And so when at the end of a month, you've made these marks on your index card and you keep have several of them because it's going for a month, or if you only want to do it for 2 weeks, you decide how long you want to do this dipstick, and you will then tally up your points of pros and cons. I stay, I go, I stay, I go.
Okay. So in the meantime, I don't know if you guys have advice on this, but he used to work a ton. And like now that he's taking a lot of time off and he's home more, he's like wanting to have sex every single day. And I'm kind of going through
the still get the veto right. You still get the veto right to say no.
Okay, but so I'm having a hard time feeling like I want to and feeling like excited about him, like, or like, what, I don't know, attracted, I guess, in that sense where
you like feeling his attraction to you, but you are also, I've been having a sense of your rational mind about the fact that there's not going to be as much money as you expected to raise a child. And if anybody looks up the statistics now, it costs about $26,000 a year to raise a kid.
Yeah, so it's expensive. And also,
caller, are you on? Did you get knocked off?
A lot of nights alone. What's that?
What you got? We didn't hear the last part. You cut out.
We got it. So, well, what we could suggest is just do the dipstick. Let's focus on one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. And call us back maybe even in a week and let us know how the results are on the dipstick. And then we can help you with more. It's like wanting too much information. ASAP.
Well, right now, that's one information, but you don't have to allow someone to impregnate you if you think it's not good for you.
Yes.
Okay. And so when you tell your partner you're not in the mood for sex, could you have to?
I'm love making love. You always tell them nicely. I so love making love with you. And I'm at this time, I'm just most comfortable using a condom, or you can use, there are other forms of birth control too, dear, to look into.
For your own safety. So that would eliminate that.
You can be using birth control on your own.
Gotcha. Okay. So if I just don't feel attracted and want to anymore, then that probably is.
You can say no anytime you want. You could say no. You get the veto right.
If he's turning you off, that's another story. You don't have. I would never suggest anybody making love with somebody when they're turned off.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. I'll get my dipstick ready and call you guys back.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. Okay. That's wow. We like people to know the ins and outs of a person for quite some time and ask a lot of find out details when you're in the engagement period before you move in or decide to get married. We have something called the relationship agreements where you go over all kinds of items to do with your relationship in time, space, money, and play. And that would include making babies, money, how much money we need.
There were some people, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. I know there were some callers trying to get through. We had somebody on the line. So if you were calling earlier, please try again and we'll connect you. I think there's a caller on. Caller, are you on?
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. My question is, can I contract with a man to get him to tell me he loves me more often?
You're not to ask for more, better, or different, dear.
of time spent, sex, or affection,
yes,
and things like telling I love you. That's right.
He's doing, he's giving you what he's capable of doing. If it's not enough,
on his own timeline. It's on his timeline.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we have to say no to that.
Well, what's the reason that a man would tell you he loves you and then not say it very often?
Dear, there could be, there could be a lot of things. Maybe in his household, they didn't say I loved you a lot, so he's uncomfortable saying it, but he shows it with his actions or gifts or other things. It's called the love language. Your language might be you need words of affirmation or affection. His might be something else.
What does he do nice for you? What does he do for you?
For me, I like acts of service and physical touch.
And is he giving you acts of service and physical touch?
Yeah.
Well, he's giving you what you like.
Yeah, but he says his is words of affirmation. So is it okay for me to tell him I love him? And
yes,
if that's what he loves. If that's what he said, he loves words of affirmation.
It just doesn't feel good to me to be the only one saying it.
Then don't do it. Give him other ways, other words of affirmation, other than I love you.
Tell him other things of appreciation. You could say, I love being with you. You make me feel safe. I'm glad that we met. You could say a lot of things. I love it when you touch me like this. There's a lot of words of appreciation other than I love you.
You can say, and I love how you make me feel.
Yes.
I love how I feel when I'm with you.
Yes.
That's affirmation that will make him feel good.
Okay. All right. Well, he did say
coming from yourself. What?
I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
Oh, we've been together 2.5 months, but we've known each other for a year or two, and we have plans to go meet my family and his family pretty much all in the same month. And
we're moving forward. I love hearing this.
Yeah. So things are, I really have nothing to complain about.
Good.
Imperfect period approaching.
You're approaching it. You're just approaching it. And I want you to settle down with wanting more of what you want in that department, because that will not serve you well.
Yes.
Yeah. It feels good to have a relationship that feels really natural now, and where
he's
masculine and he's committed to leading, and I really can't complain. The only thing is, when he's not around, I feel not as good. I'm better when I'm with him, and I'm trying to not self-sabotage myself, not our relationship, but myself with, I actually work out more. I eat better when he's around. I just take better care of myself. And then when he's not around, I'm like, oh.
Are jonesing for the oxytocin, and you turn to food and what else? What else?
Yeah, and no, just, being lazy and eating and not doing much.
Uh-huh. So you're using him as a drug a little bit. So we need to stay on your program, your regular program, which is your regular eating program and your regular exercise program, with or without him. We don't want to we love relationships to become interdependent, but not codependent. So you need to be a complete I before you can be a healthy we. Yeah. So those are the books that Dr. Pat talks about, he, she, and we. So now we're working on the I part of your relationship, that you love yourself enough to eat the foods you're supposed to eat, exercise the way you're supposed to exercise, and then have your love complement it and add to it. But you can't fall apart when he's not around, because that shows that you still feel a deficit in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is true.
So let's love you first and fully love who you are, love what's good for you, and then he adds to it.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep working on it.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. I will call back. So we work together. When I call in the future, it might be things like that, but I appreciate y'all.
Okay.
Love hearing from you.
Again,
keep you on track. We like to help people stay on track so they don't bomb their relationships.
The call, I know that there's callers trying to call in. 323-203-0815. If you do not get a pickup, just keep calling. It means somebody else is already on the line with us. Hopefully we'll get another caller. I heard a lot of people trying to call in when we were on the phone. So
That's terrific. So back to this last caller. Sometimes we start using a person in a relationship as a drug. And we don't want to be, there's a wonderful book called Is It Love or Is It Addiction? And I forget the author's name, but it's very good. People sometimes use the person in their relationship as a drug. Then that's what I'm talking about, being healthy yourself first, and then the relationship, the person who comes into your life is the cherry on the soda, so to speak.
That's true. It's like what you have to love yourself first and then share your love with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you safe. So again, the call-in number, if anybody, hopefully that first one, she was supposed to have another question for us. If you hear, call us back. I think she may have been 323-203-0815. Give us a call. It's an open line now. We'd love to get your questions. So with that, everybody's asking about Dr. Allen. She's still alive and kicking. She does offer some ladies groups, but unfortunately the ladies in the group have been with her for years and I never have any openings. But if anybody's interested, I offer a drop-in ladies group, and Patricia does life scripts.
Privates,
and her couples counseling. So there's all kinds of services.
Mm-hmm.
All trained by Dr. Allen. So if you want information, you can call me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen. And as I said before, check out our website, www.drpatallen.com. There's a streaming video of Dr. Allen teaching a class called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication, in which she teaches all of her tools that she has. It's a workbook. She teaches all of her tools, and she goes over the time, space, money, and play with a couple. It's great information if you're new to Dr. Allen, or if you want to get a refresher, or if you want to just learn more about Dr. Allen and her tools. I know Patricia teaches the time, space, money, and play, but it gives an example of it on our website as well. So do you want to tell them about your life script before we have another caller?
Yes. When people want to get down and dirty in their personal growth and transformation, come do a life script with me, and we send out a questionnaire, and you work on it, do your homework that I go over all from when you were born up to now. And I autopsy and dissect every aspect of how you were raised and what makes you tick, and then how we can make you tick even better. So that's my life script work.
So let me ask you something, Patricia. There's some ladies that have in my group that have had life script, and they're still doing their script over and over. And when I ask them what their script is, you know, how can they really incorporate to get to the, you know, a lot of people want to block that out. What can they do if they've had life script and they know what they're doing?
They get a private, and I work on the depths of it. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We get down and dirty and uncover it, lay it all out. Then we got to do the work on how to do some behavior modifications, how you relate to other people. And Sue does a lot of it when she teaches you how to use language in your communication skills. She teaches communication skills, great. And then there's other things in your habits and the ways you behave out in the world with your families and your workplace on how I can help you modify your behaviors and get what you want out of life instead of continuing to get what you don't want.
And repeat the pattern over and over. Tell us a little bit about what we are, Doctor. You know, I teach a lot about you learn the lessons. You know, there may not all relationships have a lesson. Tell us about that. It could be a good or a bad. Yes. It's always good to take it to the end so you learn the lesson.
Hopefully, you take it until you cannot stay one more second. So, because that means you've got the lesson and your next lesson will be a better lesson.
Yes.
So all each lesson is your next better lesson. And that's the promise of the system is of the program is you will keep getting better lessons.
You
and
will.
That's what we do promise.
Yeah. Relationships sometimes can be painful, but pain is a signal and a sign that change is needed or change is in progress.
That's
so
right.
There is a pain is a good indicator. A lot of people try to avoid pain, but that's not always a good thing to do because you stay in tolerating. Tolerating it can drive you just as crazy, and it's very painful as well.
And people think they can take meds. They go, "I just want to take meds so I don't have to." My feelings, but then you don't improve. That's temporary band-aids, so you don't have to feel your pain or discomfort. When we say pain, we also mean discomfort, and you have to move through your uncomfortable feelings to get to the other side, so that that is called personal growth and transformation. Now, I want to add something here. If anybody's interested in dream work, I do dream work, and that's getting into your subconscious and how you really think and feel. And I was on George Norrie's radio show Coast to Coast last week. So you might want to review that in his archives, Coast to Coast. It's a famous show. And I was on 2 hours talking about dreams. So I'll just, and my book is called The Dream Class by me, Patricia Eltinge.
Okay. And it's available on Amazon?
Yes, it is.
Oh, they got to know that. And Pat's books are available on Amazon as well. Amazon has everything for sale on it.
Almost, I think. So, and you'll see other books too. She's got A Man's World and a Woman's Universe is a little more esoteric.
Yeah.
And some people just love that as well. And that was her last big project that she really put a lot of passion into.
And a lot of people like the Answers book that has all the little quotes of her.
Her quotes, there are fun quotes in there, her quirky quotes.
Like cliff notes of all of her information. So that's a great learning tool as well. So we have a couple more minutes here before we have to sign out. Hopefully we can get a caller. 323-203-0815. Patricia's on every other week. Next week, we'll have Andy on. So if you want to hear a man's perspective, we kind of rotate back and forth. And
if you want to bring your guy, talked in a couple session, it's very productive. If you're in a relationship or a marriage, it's really productive sometimes to iron out some of the communication that glitches with me together. And we do a Zoom.
Yep.
So wherever you are, coast to coast, it's easily done.
Zoom is, classes. So if you want Patricia's information, you can just reach me at the office and I'll forward you it. She does the dream interpretation, life scripts, privates, and couples counseling. I offer the drop in ladies Zoom group and I do privates as well. And with that, we're going to sign off and we'll see you again next week. Patricia, do you want to say goodbye to the audience?
Yes. And the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for calling in and we'll see you back here next week. Hopefully with answering more of your questions. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.